Passage 56. 1. According to the speaker, what does the speaker think books fill our minds with? Good and... 2. What does Macaulay think the happiest thing in his life is? 3. What would Macaulay rather do without books to read? Give up being... The delights of books. Books are to mankind what memory is to the individual. They contain the history of our race, the discoveries we have made, the accumulated knowledge and experience of ages. They picture for us the marvels and beauties of nature. They help us in our difficulties, comfort us in sorrow and in suffering, change hours of weariness into moments of delight, store our minds with ideas, fill them with good and happy thoughts, and lift us out of and above ourselves. When we read, we may not only be kings and live in palaces, but, what is far better, transport ourselves to the mountains or the seashore and visit the most beautiful parts of the earth without fatigue, inconvenience, or expense. Precious and priceless are the blessings which the books scatter around our daily paths. We walk in imagination with the noblest spirits through the most sublime and enchanting regions. Macaulay had wealth and fame, rank and power, and yet he tells us in his biography he owed the happiest hours of his life to books. In a charming letter to a little girl, he says, "If any one would make me the greatest king that ever lived, with palaces and gardens and fine dinners and wines and coaches and beautiful clothes and hundreds of servants, on condition that I should not read books, I would not be king. I would rather be a poor man in a garret with plenty of books than a king who did not love reading."
Accumulate. Weariness. Seashore. Fatigue. Scatter. Sublime. Biography. Enchanting. Garrett.
Frank said I have a big nose. Does he mean I'm inquisitive or I'm nosy?
That's right. You're interested in other people's business, aren't you?
Thank you.